have ignition sequence start. The engines are on. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast, a place for conversation with church leaders about social media, web trends, and anything else our host wants to talk about. Neil Smith is the Vice President of Social Media and Innovation at Denham & Company, lives in Texas, loves the Spurs, and exploring the world with his family. Jay Cranda is the online pastor at Saddleback Church, lives in California, loves the Lakers and drinking black cold brew coffee, and once could do a heel flip. To engage with the show, use the hashtag SMC Podcast. Let's join the show.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast. I'm Neil Smith, and I'm joined by Jay Cranda. Jay, I'm glad to be with you.
Dude, did you, I know you're not like a super golf fan, but we're recording on a Sunday, actually, and I was just watching the Ryder Cup, and it was crazy. So good. So good.
So Sunday is football day for me. So my Texans won, my Cowboys are playing, right? I'm in Dallas, so I watch the Cowboys. I don't even know if I cheer for them or against them, but I do watch them because that's what people in Dallas do.
But the Ryder Cup is so much more important this weekend. Like, it is, like, it's just light years more important.
Yeah. So is Tiger Woods winning, or who's winning?
Okay. You know what? So this week, let's talk about something that we've spent a lot of time in the last week or so diving into, is ClickFunnels.
Yep.
Now, so Niels, what's ClickFunnels?
So I've been hearing about ClickFunnels for maybe a year now, but and you kind of hear a lot of these terminologies around online marketing of marketing funnels, clickbait, you know, advertising. So at the end of the day, ClickFunnels created a really impressive tool that essentially, from my perspective as I'm getting to know it, almost combines a lot of the other tools that we use into one. So it's landing pages plus email marketing systems and basically lead generation through a process of conversion to where you want people to go. And so I think when people hear these things, they're like, okay, so this is like, you know, online spammy, you know, marketing stuff. Like, what in the world would the church want to do with something like that? Like, why would you even talk about that on a podcast for church leaders, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me,
we don't know the answer to that, but we don't.
But we have some ideas. What's your take on ClickFunnels from your experience? How did you hear about it? What's been your experience with the technology?
Yeah, I mean, definitely heard a lot in the last couple of years. Lead Pages is probably one of the first ones that I really got attention of. There's a couple guys. I know another guy in a similar arena, Justin Wise, would use Lead Pages a lot, I believe. And I just saw different people use it. But it was very much what I always was appealed to was it was an easy way to set up websites pretty seamlessly. And so, and then, that's the problem is it used to be like you set up one page and you have to pay a lot of money to get that page, and then to like, how do you, you know, there's more to a conversation, the same way that when we're talking to somebody at church, you don't just jump to, hey, start giving us money and coming here twice a week and serving, you know, there's a lot of these little conversations. So I was really appealed to it really on with Lead Pages and the different ones about the ideas that you can kind of gradually inch somebody, kind of a crawl, walk, run. And so I experimented with Lead Pages, actually not for the church, but for different, some contract jobs that I was working with on the side. And I was really pleased by the whole process. But ClickFunnels, I started hearing about it. I think I was with you. I was hearing, we were at a conference and I heard a couple of people talk about it about 6 months ago. And I was hearing really positive things about it. And then it was so funny. What kind of really pushed me over the line was, I watched the show, and we've talked about it on the show before, the Prophet.
Yep.
And Profit, Prophet, a guy who invests in small businesses, small and medium, and he kind of catapults them, and he has a whole methodology of people, process, product, and he kind of turns businesses around by buying a percentage of their company, and then like being 100% in charge. But he actually had the ClickFunnels CEO on his show. And they did a whole pitch, and he did this whole thing about using online marketing to kind of tell this compelling story. And so that actually got me to go back to my desk, and like actually the next day, like I actually signed up for a 14-day free trial and started investing time into figuring out how to set it up. And I started as I kind of, you know, more and more got into it, I saw the potential of this. What just happened?
Sorry, my screen froze because I was Googling while we were talking. I'm sorry, because you started going down this path. And so I was like, well, I'm blanking on the guy's name that's the CEO of ClickFunnels.
That was like the odd first date pause, you know, like just like, is someone going to fill in the gap?
Sorry about the distraction there. So I think Russell Brunson, is that his name? I remember like,
I don't know. You're looking on Google.
You get all the,
he's a white guy. He's got
young.
He's brown like, hair.
Looks like you kind of, Jay. He's a guy that like probably mid to late 20s, but looks like he's like 17, 18 years old. Very successful.
Anyway. I like that you got stuck on his name. Like you had to figure out his name. Like that was my favorite part about that. Like,
so here's the thing about getting into ClickFunnels is they onboard you into their technology by using ClickFunnels. You know, they use their own technology basically to funnel you into their technology.
Yeah.
And you kind of watch how they do it. And so when you sign up on their website, whether you even sign up or not, they offer you this free trial, and then they send you this series of emails from the CEO. And then with those is a click to their website, which funnels you through a process and a step-by-step process over a 30-day period. Which what you've experienced and you and I both experienced is it starts as if you just need the $9 software, and then you realize you really need the $99 software.
Yeah.
You realize you really probably need the $300 software, but it's really good software. They do a great job of selling you in that process, and you don't have to buy all of it. But if you choose this and they take you down one path, you choose this, it takes you down another path. And so it's fascinating, just process oriented online technology. What I'm finding, Jay, in trying to build this out. So I started looking at it for TV app. We started with lead pages on TV app, and we got maybe 120 emails of people that were interested. Then we moved to Squarespace because we needed more customization opportunities. We're looking at ClickFunnels for some just webinars and some other things that we're looking to do. But I think I'm realizing it's quite complicated. In the best possible way, and it's quite simple in the best possible way.
Yeah.
Because anybody can create it, but it will take you time because you've got to think through the process of where you want to take people, and then you have to create multiple experiences depending on how they respond.
Yeah, it's not something that will do it for you. And that's why I think everything we talk about on the show, and like you just learn, like you have to have your overarching strategy. And the more you understand your target, the people that you're going after, the more you understand what does that look like to really grow somebody into eventually being fully bought in. And so I decided in my experience, and I'm actually rolling this out right now. I actually spent all day on Friday and then a little bit on Saturday where I just fully invested those days. And I like, I'm just going to set up a process for one problem. And so one of my biggest problems I have, and it's not a problem, it's a good thing. It's just, I have a ton of people always wanting to join and start groups. Yep. In my context. Yep. And so I might have 300 people in a given month want to get it plugged into a group. And sometimes that experience isn't always the best. And one of the number one reasons is they don't understand, like their expectations are not clear. The other thing is there's not enough groups to get people plugged in. And so I want to encourage more of those people to realize that if they just find two other people, they can do their own group and they can reach their own friends. And I think that's like very gospel driven kind of evangelism style. And so I thought, what if anytime somebody sends me something that they want to get into a group, that I send them to this deal. And so I literally created these pages where it's like, I showed a 1 minute video of my pastor. So I kind of give a big picture. I kind of give credit, and it's about the importance of doing life with other people. And then the idea is like, hey, do you have a couple people who can do life? And I have two options down below at the page, host a group or join a group. And they go host a group. It brings them to this deal where I tell them what to expect in their first meeting, what they're going to study, where they can meet either online or in their home or their workplace. And then I give them one more tip on the next page. And I say this one more tip. And then I talk about how you're not a you're not the teacher, you're a facilitator. So I try to make them feel okay. And then I have them sign up. Now, if they go to the join a group, I actually give them one, I have one more page before I plug them into a group and I say, hey, by the way, hear me out. I think you could host a group. And I give them one last push where I say, do you got two other people? And I really give this like the gospel, the way the only people that are going to reach your community are those in your area. And then if they still, they have two options. I actually say, do you still want to join a group or do you want to try hosting? And then that leads them down. And the idea is with ClickFunnels, I can see the success rate of percentage of people that move on or jump around. And I just rolled that out over the weekend and I did a beta. I shot a bunch of videos, like 5 videos. They're all under 2 minutes. I just used iMovie. I did like a vignette on the background. I put some music on the background that I got offline and I did 4% on the music. And I just, you know what I mean? It was very, very simple, but it's perfect for my environment. And my hope is I can contextualize the online group, getting into a group more, and I can actually start more groups out of it. And so my thought is too, is that I could have one for plugging people in the groups. I also can have some for getting people serving in ministry. What if I can have some lead pages, training? And then, so what are some things that I do over conversations that maybe I can just do on demand, and that way I have more of a solid lead? So I'm rolling that out right now. If you want to see what I did, use the hashtag SMC podcast, ask about it, and I will send you my link so you can kind of see the preview, and we'll probably put it in the show notes too as well. But so that's what I'm seeing. I definitely think there's a possibility with it, but I will say that I definitely had a clone and create pages, and it took me like probably a good 45 minutes until I felt very comfortable with it. Like it took a lot of time. And like, I remember there's once or twice where I was like, I'm kind of over this. This is kind of bugging me. And you know what I mean? It's just like, I like realized I didn't do it right. Or my changes didn't save. And then now I'm like, okay, I get it now, but it did take me a while to really get it. And I'm only on I'm not doing the full suite of email and text. I'm only doing the $99 version or the $96 version.
Yeah. Well, and I think if you get into the really identifying a problem, and I love that you started there, and then you think through what's a process that, and a part of the problem is you don't have time to go through this process with 1,000 people. Maybe you could do it with 12, but as you look at scaling some of the things you're doing in ministry, you need to automate some processes, but do that in the most personal way. And so having a system like this really helps you to personalize their experience based on, you know, kind of their decision-making tree. And so I think about, you know, for online church, of somebody that accepted Christ, you know, and so somebody accepts Christ, well, then you send them kind of maybe a sequence of emails that takes them to landing pages that says join a group or become a member. Or I think about a first-time visitor to your church. And so if somebody fills out I'm going to visit your church this weekend, and you give them information, then you send them a follow-up of how was your experience. And with that, it takes you to a landing page with a video, with more information, with different things, and you personalize that follow-up that comes with it. And so I think as you begin to think through whatever size church you are, there's an opportunity to personalize some follow-up in an automated way. And I think we just kind of say, well, we just want to do everything traditionally. We want to do face-to-face, or we want to do phone calls and certain things. And I think that's great. But I think there's a point where it doesn't scale very effectively. And you can, and I think what really doesn't scale effectively is your pastor. The pastor can only make so many personal touches. And so you and I, Jay, can help our pastors in many ways by helping them have a personal touch in a automated or in a digital way, with things like welcome videos, follow-up videos, videos that communicate small groups, discipleship, what's important to your church. And so really thinking through with the technology like ClickFunnels that automates some things, it's a lot of front-end work, but it's very scalable, and it's also, you can adjust it very quickly too. So when you find things that aren't working within your funnel, you can adapt it quickly and make adjustments. So I think it's a good long-term investment.
And what I love about it is the way it uses video. And I think video is such I have found, especially since my ministry is so heavily dependent on email, at least there's a good percentage of it, at least in the front end engagement. I love being able to contextualize and like kind of give more of a presence that we do have a face. And I love, and so what I would say is especially with an online ministry, you have the ability through video done short videos, all under, you know, 3 minutes, 2 minutes, short videos with some music in the background. Again, I'm saying this is all stuff you can do in iMovie. Some simple stuff, really. I mean, like, all you need is some light on your front. You need a camera that captures you. And then in iMovie, you can edit it. So you can crop it to be center. And then you can even do a Ken Burns deal where it kind of moves with you. And then you put background music at 4%. And do a little vignette thing on this. And then that is like, it could look, especially when you're thinking about it on a desktop, and it's already in a small window. So it doesn't need to be this high quality, you know, you don't need to worry about it. It's just amazing. And I'm talking about with lighting, you can bring lamps around you.
Yeah.
Just, and think about lighting around you. The dimmer the light, the more you have to think about 3-point lighting. But if it's a strong light, you can just have one in front of you. But, you know, make sure there's no shadows on your eyes. And those are the things I think on a ClickFunnels page, because I'm able to, and Niels, you've experienced this. I was at church this morning and I ran into three people. Two of them I had never met, but they felt like they knew me.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like I was actually walking by a baptismal area, and somebody was at the baptismal that I didn't recognize. I didn't know who they were. They like, "Hey, Pastor Jay." And I realized like that person most likely has followed me online and or has interacted with me online and feels like they're connected. And the reason is, my guess is that it's not just email. It's they've seen me like in some, you know, my personality has come across in some video format that they felt cared for. And you just think about that. You don't want that to be the end all, but it's a huge way to have a jump in a conversation. And it's crazy because I can do that with tens of thousands of people. And I can't do deep with all of them, but I can at least have a starter point where I can funnel them to something. And I think ClickFunnels, and what I would say is, if you want to get started, just go up and sign up for the 14-day free trial. Now, when you do it, make sure you have like an hour or two just to kind of mess around. And what I would say, just mess around in there and think about the ability. You don't have to pay a bunch of designers. I mean, it is $96 for like one of the starter ones or whatever, but you're thinking about it. You're not paying a designer a bunch of time. You're not even paying for hosting. You don't need to. I mean, you can mask the site or you can hook up the DNS, but you really like, it's such an affordable thing to easily create some funnels ultimately for people to come and see and come and die and help them in that discipleship model. I don't know. What's some parting advice you would say to somebody, Niels?
Well, and just to follow up on what you said about email, I think these types of things, or with video in the email, these types of things with video, it's almost as if higher quality can almost feel less personal. And so yeah. I think as you communicate to people, you almost want it to feel like you're on Skype with them. But what you don't want to do is for the video to feel distracting. And so if you can use your webcam and then use the sun, you know, like position yourself so that the sun is lighting you at a good part of the day and make sure they can hear you clearly and they can see you clearly. But don't think it has to be a professional high quality video, because sometimes that can come across as less personal in those kind of interactions. And so don't think that you need professional graphic designers, professional video editors. I think jump into the software. The other thing I would say about ClickFunnels, and you and I, I'm sure we could set up an affiliate program. We haven't done that. We're not going to do that.
Yeah.
We just think it's cool technology. And I would say the fact that it was on the profit and that you're seeing it all over the place, I think this is technology that's not going anywhere, that they're going to only continue to develop this technology further. So where there's a lot of different options in this space, ClickFunnels is probably one that's going to stick around for a while and also probably one that's going to get better. And so as you get to know it, know that this technology is probably going to mature and it's going to be a good investment of your time to grow an understanding of the software. And as you find one solution with it, I think you're going to end up thinking about 10 more solutions. So jump into it, get to know the technology, and you're going to find a lot of opportunities for effective ministry through it.
Hey guys, something we're going to continually be pushing is just, you need to be experimenting. That idea of a leader is a learner. You always need to be, you don't need to be an expert. You just need to be familiar. And trust me, if you just go on there and just mess around, there's a huge way to leverage that. They have some higher tier stuff. Like I still use MailChimp for some of that stuff, automation. Cause for me, it's like $30 a month versus that, but they definitely offer, it's an all inclusive suite. So they do texting and email. So they have a bunch of other stuff, but you can have some stars. So just mess around. I wanted to ask you, Niels. So you were asking on Facebook about a bunch of recommendations on Netflix shows. You got bombarded with like with tons of recommendations because everyone's opinionated with their shows.
Yeah.
How did you decide what to pick? Like, did you look at reviews? Was it about how many people recommended a show? And then were you happy with your pick?
So that's a good question, Jay. So I kind of chose it based on a couple of things. One is, you know, I knew that I was kind of committed to just binge watching a Saturday, you know, and just doing nothing. You know, my wife and I talked about it in advance. So I had this dedicated day to do nothing essentially. And I'm trying to get better at just Sabbathing and just resting. And so I've tried to do more and more Netflix, but I find myself like, I'll jump into it and then I'll get more. I'll have to do things productive again.
Yeah.
So anyways, I made this commitment and, but I kind of thought about who are people like me that like same things as me. Some people are really into sci-fi stuff. That's not normally me. Some people are really into stupid humor. That's also not normally me. I don't even know what's, so documentaries are like my thing typically. But I feel like that's semi-productive. And so I really needed something dead brain space. So I heard, pretty consistently Stranger Things was the no-brainer.
The documentary show of the summer, right?
Yeah, the documentary. I don't know. Documentary. Anyways, it was like sci-fi. It was weird. I ended up getting into it. I watched it all day yesterday. And it was...
Did you finish it?
I finished it, yeah. Watched it all in a day. And...
You finished all of it in literally one day?
One day. And...
Wow.
It was kind of weird. It was kind of addicting. I wouldn't say I loved it, but a lot of people are really into it.
Oh, so. You're so weird. Like, I don't understand when you say things like that. It's such a great show. Like, I don't.
The one weird show that I got really into on Netflix is when I had, you know, big health issues a couple years ago was Prison Break. I got really into Prison Break.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like, I'll watch House of Cards, you know, or a few other shows, but I just don't get into a whole lot of shows. So, but
I don't know.
It wasn't a waste of my time. It just wasn't, you know, it was like Lost to me. I watched Lost, somebody else did, but it wasn't.
Their string promotional angle was like their music. Like, they did a lot with their music because they're bringing back 80s music. And they did a lot of cool stuff on Facebook where it was like, they did the classic 80s VHS cover.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, it's like Star Wars kind of cover. And then what they would do is that the characters would move.
Yep.
Just like, and like, I thought some of the promotional stuff they did some stuff on Spotify too. I saw the Spotify playlist got released. So you kind of saw this special technique, but I got my wife into that and we really enjoyed it, which is weird because my wife hates like anything that's remotely scary. And that was definitely, it had a,
I wouldn't have wanted to watch it before I went to bed, and I couldn't stop watching it until I'd finished it.
That's so funny. Hey, Prison Break's coming back, they're saying. So
right here.
That is so funny that is, man. Anyways, our kids will just experience TV. It's such a different landscape now. So it's just like, I think about like Prison Break. I didn't watch it when it was on TV. I didn't watch it, you know, until later when it was on Netflix. And it's like, it's because you can do that. And it's like 24, you can just get into it and you're like, oh man. But, yeah. Okay. I was just so curious. I'm definitely a sci-fi guy. So I'm going to be recommending sci-fi or stuff like that. I mean, but dude, okay. So anyways, if you're listening to this right now and you still went through our Stranger Things rant here, recommend a show to us, hashtag SMC podcast. We would love to hear that. Don't forget to go to tvapp.church to get your church on Apple TV, Amazon Fire, and Roku. And we actually, for Apple TV, we have a $75 a month option. So a starter option for getting your church on Apple TV. So anyways, thanks so much for listening. Go to socialmedia.church and learn more about us.
Thanks for listening to the Social Media Church Podcast. To learn more about the host, the show, or suggest a future topic, check out socialmedia.church. If you liked what you heard, then take a couple minutes to leave a review on iTunes. Every review helps. Lastly, share the podcast with a friend and use the hashtag SMC Podcast to engage with the host. Thanks again for listening.